Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, welcome to the crew! What are you saying
now? I said, well, I'm glad to be here this morning.
I've never heard it like that. How are you boys? You all right?
Very well.
Good, mate, yeah.
Good to have the five back.
How have your week been used to?
The famous five.
What have you been up to?
What have you used to be up to?
No, never mind his week. How's your morning been? What have you been up to this morning?
Oh, I had a sweat up this morning. I was out for a good jog.
Is that what
good
you call jog. It?
How long?
Probably 4.5 minutes.
Just yourself for the job.
I've been that long, maybe, the time I woke up.
But nice wee morning for you.
I get a wee glow in the cheeks. Fresh air, you know.
What about you, Dale? How are you,
fresh.
Mate?
Just up doing my chores in the house.
What are the chores?
Washing, everything.
What, this morning you've done a wash?
They've all deserted me. They're all gone. They're out. I'm in the house myself. They're all away to Italy.
Who's Luke got this weekend?
What?
Who's got this weekend?
Monday. There's no games on Sunday because it's Easter. No, I think they're obviously quite religious here there. So, no, just making sure. Just Darren's with me now, but I think he's disappearing tomorrow for Easter weekend. So, that's me.
So, what are you going to do with yourself on weekend?
I don't know. I'll figure that out later on.
That's right, a threesome, right. Isn't it? There's a threesome, right.
Oh, that would be good. Me and him in Larky.
I'm taking on a game at the weekend, obviously, but. But I don't know what I'll get up to. It's funny, see when you're away, you just go Toronto, don't you? But back home, it's a wee bit better sense.
You bevy back home?
Here?
Aye.
I know as much as
when you're there.
When I go away, aye.
It's strung a bit an airport, isn't it? You can't wait to get through that security.
I mean, that's a
first of all. Doesn't matter what time
it's all in the morning. Change. Every rule changes, isn't it?
Oh,
you get away with murder.
Oh, aye.
Yes, talking of morning routines, what about his diet this morning? Tell everyone what you've had so far this morning at 10 to 10 in the morning.
Was that? I woke up at 6 in the morning, had 2 wee cream pudding things.
Two cream puddings, is that what you call them?
Cream pies?
You got cream pies? You got cream pies this morning? They two cream pies them this morning.
I said cream pie and I thought it was me who's doing it good. I was buzzing as if I had a cream pie there. That's what I thought.
Did that wake you up?
A couple of bottles of Prime and then I'm ready to go. I slept in actually, didn't I?
No, 3 minutes
late, I don't like that.
A couple of bottles?
You got up at 6 and you slept in?
I woke up. I woke up and got the cream.
How long do cream pies take?
Cream pie took it right out of me, so I zoned back out and then when they go, I love it. I do love it Thursday. I must say, I do. I really look forward to it. I think it's just a brilliant mix.
Of what, this or just Thursday?
Just a group of people. I think it's a right group of people.
You've gone. 5 years Amsterdam, mate.
Ah, it was good.
Did you polish your statue?
Well, there was a wee
tiny
wee
statue.
Ginger boy kicking about his streets. Shouting da.
What were you there for the football?
Aye.
Was it alright?
Aye, it was good. No, apart from the result, the game was. They played really well.
Aye,
the last 10-15 minutes.
Never mind the game, what about the free time, mate? What'd you do?
Yeah. We actually didn't do it.
Did you not?
Didn't do much, no. Went a few wee walks, had obviously a couple of beers, but nothing really mental. You're just waiting for the game.
You're saying that every time you go to Amsterdam, that's your story when you get back.
Had good food and a few drinks and that, but.
Would you stay here after the game or come straight back?
Stayed there, but the fight was at.
Yearly
nine o'clock.
It was a killer, innit?
But yes, we never get back to the hotel at like 12:30 after the game anyway. It was later
there. Who was it? Who were you doing it with?
Lewis, you were doing a lot of work with
Lewis.
Paddy, they're away working, aren't they? When, I'm assuming you're finished, but other guys are all doing their bits and bobs. That's when you can just chill.
Normally,
aye. What about you? If you were if you're going out to Amsterdam, what would your mindset be going there?
A wee walk.
A wee walk. Every 20 minutes, I'm away from where you walk. Do you get my steps in?
One of the ones, isn't it?
Or maybe.
Right, Slaney, let's ask him the three subjects this week for and against. Yeah. First one was public shows of affection, for and against.
Do you like seeing
with the missus?
I'm out of it, so.
Hot hands?
Aye.
Oh, I love it, mate.
Hot hands.
But do you like when you see a couple pure winching?
No, I'm not into that.
I could sit and watch that for ages,
I think. Yeah. I just think,
fair play. I don't mind a wee somebody being romantic.
We used to get dead in when we were kids, and we used to get
especially when you're in the moat.
My man and I would never hold hands with yours.
No. Do you?
We didn't talk to each other.
Do you hold hands?
I would put my arm round her if we're walking about.
Aye, fuck
like
off.
She's fucking 6 feet in, but you're like that.
I'd kick you around the ghoulies if
would
I said
that. I don't mind that, mate.
See, that? Oh, fuck off.
Me and him had one marriage. How many you had?
Would you walk down the street?
Easy.
Mate, I would love to run and beat you around the bollocks. I couldn't think of any fucking worse than that.
So what do you do when you and your missus are walking? Just no contact?
I don't hope. Nah, I just.
What?
Usually I'm like that. No. I'm not really a.
You and Carol will be a high holding hands.
Absolutely.
Hi.
Everything you get.
Yes.
Walking around the supermarket.
We'll do that.
When
we're driving the motor,
So you drive the motor and hold her hand?
There's no human being in the world gets in the motor in a park. Fuck off, mate.
That's not what happens. You're driving along and you just...
There's a bit of sound zone, bit of music, but chatting away. There you go.
You and your dad doing that in the motor?
I'm way easier. I don't mind a wee when you're driving.
I know you done a wee man. I've seen you in action. No caring who is watching.
Are you a hand holder?
I would hold it. Nah, no hand holder. No.
In the car?
I get quite sweaty hands, man. She always goes, right, your fucking hands are sweating.
You're reeky, wee man.
What was the other topic, Simon?
Scampi. Fucking love Scampi. For it massively.
I can't remember last time I ate it, but...
You don't like a bit of scampi.
No, I like scampi a bit fries. Of scampi now.
Love scampi fries as well. But scampi, chips, coleslaw, peas, incredible.
I've not had it for ages. Scampi
in a basket,
innit? But I would, aye, didn't mind
not
it.
For you.
I bet your dad loves scampi, nah.
Do you hot on
to me? Scampi.
Does he?
Love scampi. I thought it was a pure dahing.
Is it dead strong, but is it smelled really strong?
Scampi's like that, battered. It's like a wee prawn and batter, isn't it?
Chicken nuggets with fish in it.
You're sitting there, scampi in the basket, and going like, right, you want to go for your knife now?
Did your dad do scampi in the chippy?
Aye.
Is that a hang, aye? Scampi in the chippy.
Amazing. Right, last one, Paul, what is it?
Sex with your socks on.
For or against it?
Oh, I fucking shakes with my boxers on, mate. I just pull that, pull it in the middle.
That changes in the middle.
Why? Why do you pull that?
I don't like nudity.
Mate, he's still getting strapped. He's only this way.
Mate, I'm no kidding. I just out the middle.
Out the middle? What? Out the middle of the boxer?
On you
so
go.
You, no, on your own. I'm not going to take my boxers off.
So is it socks on then?
I'm not really fussed. If it's a cold night, I'll keep the socks.
He wears football socks so he can't see his legs.
Keep the trainers on in case of fucking hard man.
That's incredible. Keep the trainers on in case of man comes back.
The Nike Maxes.
Derek, socks on.
Sometimes you've no good time.
I've not seen you last awards before. That was a bit, you were a bit startled there.
I know, because it's too, but because I remember her in Tenerife before I met them, my season at cowboy boots. Couldn't get them off. I had them on for about 3 days. Guys, I had them on for about 3 days. Me and Major Hanny. We had to go with them off on the beach one day. It's like we're fucking.
I don't know
if you can remember that.
I can't, we went through a stage.
There was leather trousers. Dad's will back me up in this.
You went to tell me your leather trousers?
There was leather trousers. No, at that particular point, but there was a phase y'all went through, leather trousers, leather jackets, cowboy boots. We were kicking about with cowboy boots on.
Remember him? Do you remember him?
So, you don't get
no, no, never. What kind of socks would you wear a cowboy boots?
It's a normal pair of socks.
What, like white fucking nice socks?
We need white cowboy boots right up, so.
Double
denim as well.
Then you take them off.
Double denim with the cowboy boots. Denim shirt, innit?
So you back to the room, were you trying to get them off?
Aye. Fucking nightmare. And you're struggling, then you just go.
And she's lying on the bed and you're sitting there trying to get any boots out. Me, your auntie's helping you. Like, your auntie's coming to help us.
He's sitting there.
Come on, he's fucked.
I have fucking sweat on the.
Did you get a cowboy hat? Cut like cowboy hat?
No, he's beast. No, just the boots.
I know, like, leather waistcoat hat? No, fuck's sake.
And the big buckle.
Right, last question before we go on to the football. I don't know if you've seen it, McCoy's fighting Ollie Murs.
Aye.
Oh, that was incredible, wasn't it?
Only one winner there.
It was a wind-up. Murs, oh, was it a wind-up? I've only seen the picture, it looks serious. Rubbish. So my question to you is...
The tournament staged it.
Aye, oh, did they stage it, right?
The Lennon McCoy thing, they staged it.
Right, okay.
Murs got away with one then.
He'd have leathered the money. So if you could fight one singer, who would it be and why?
Fight one singer?
Uh-huh. One singer, if you could fight him, who would it be and why?
I'll go, and this is genuine, John Newman, because... That was my dad's favourite singer, and my dad stood outside the hotel waiting for him, and he patched him for an interview. An autograph.
Mate, that's one of my pet peeves. Grown men asking fucking for autographs. Grown men asking for autographs is one of my pet peeves.
But do you know, Matt, every year at Mallow, for under 12s to under 15s, on the way back, my dad put John Newman's album every single night.
I need to know now.
I don't even know a John.
No, you
don't. Sing it, sing it.
No.
Can you love me again?
You're not singing in
front of John. No, I just have to feel that.
You're singing in front of the actual singers, but you're not singing in front of us.
What about you, boys? You can fight one singer that's maybe wound you up.
It's wound us up?
Wound up, personally.
Just any reason.
I'll watch it.
You had to fight a singer, who would it be?
Can't think. Elton John for me. I'd fucking bash him out of it.
You're a wee fella.
I know. Well, first and foremost, that's clever, right? So I'm bashing him about like a fucking doll. Because I went to see him, right? And I swear to fuck, all he did was sat a piano. And I thought to myself, any chance he's moving?
But anyone that knows fucking Elton John would know that that's what he does.
Yeah, I've had a hip replacement, right? I still fucking
move.
You're
not Elton, are you?
Right? I'm a fucking number, right? He's taking money off of people sitting there with his fucking wee piano. And I'm thinking, sure you can move your legs, right? So anyway,
shows you can move your legs.
Right, so, I swear I've never seen anyone like this before in my life. It was at the Hydro, it was last year. And I'm thinking, God,
he can barely walk.
Fuck him. He can walk. He can walk through the car line, can he? I'll tell you that. We fucking earn money. So anyway,
what's your ticket?
And I got a freebie.
Aye.
I was in the box, but I was still raging at the. I was talking for the people, right? So an hour or so into the thing, mate, I thought, right, go on, just fucking move, do something, right? So next minute, the fucking piano starts moving. Right across the stage, right, he's talking, right, I'm thinking, you dirty, lazy bastard, right? If any day I could fight, it'd be him. And then, like then he gets off and walks up the stairs. So if he can walk up the fucking stairs, he can walk on the stage.
What about you?
I don't know, I'm just trying to...
I see Marty Pello yesterday at the West End.
Oh, I would never...
La Lanterna.
By the way, what brilliant. That's a singer. That's an entertainer. I love the Wets.
What's your favourite Wets song? You know?
Oh, there's.
And with those angels.
He does a lot of covers. That's very, very good, by the way.
No, he does a few covers. The hydro, he's in the hydro.
I saw him at George Square. I come back for Holiday.
Was that when Rangers won the league?
That as well, aye. I've been up in George. I've seen me up in George Square quite a lot. So, no,
he's a handsome man as well, isn't he?
Very good.
Bell's handsome, isn't he?
Clarky and that. I was in doing a thing with the BBC last year. Clarkey was in, you know, Tam Cowan's thing, and it was brilliant to see him. I loved him, I loved the Wets. Good in the night out, just normal guys, no egos, no nothing, just down to earth.
Have you ever walked out a gig?
Well, Paul Weller.
You walked out Paul Weller?
Devastated, mate, fucking waiting up for years to see Paul Weller. He came to Hydro, went to see him and he played all his new songs. Not one of the Jam, not one of the Style Council, one of his old songs. But oh, six songs and I'm fucking going, man.
I heard the second half of the noise.
No, because he actually... I'm sitting in the car park and I start hearing Town Call Matters, you bastard. No, because he actually said six songs and he was like, and then he's here to see, hear any of my older stuff.
I see, that's bullshit. That's why you're paid to go and see him.
Exactly.
I tell you, one of the best ones was at Ibrox, a concert, and it was Simple Minds. They're brilliant.
Oh, brilliant.
Simple Minds, different classes.
I watched a documentary on them, brilliant.
Jim Carrey, they're top notch.
Any you ever walked out of concert?
I walked
out.
Al Murray? The lap pub landlord.
Al Murray?
I thought I liked him until I went to see him, he was honking.
Was he?
Why, wasn't he great?
Where was that?
He talks about the war all the time, doesn't he?
Aye, I'm not into all that. So it was.
You know,
is it the Playhouse at Edinburgh?
Aye.
Aye, it's probably about to see him in after two of his jokes, right?
Through to Edinburgh to see Al Murray as well.
I know. How did you get through the train?
Train, aye.
Who were?
Get the same train back.
All the boys.
You and your pals went to see Al Murray?
It was actually because it was my birthday, but I bought all the tickets for them.
Can you do anything for my birthday?
No, he's no my. I used to think he was brilliant. I bought his DVD and all that before that.
I like Al Murray, I must admit.
Yeah, pub landlord, fuck.
I used to watch him on the telly. Nah, don't know if I'd go and see him, no.
What about you, if I'd ever watched that one?
No.
Who's your best?
Best gig? Pink.
Oh, Pink.
Pink was
tremendous. She flies everywhere, didn't she?
Ah, she was brilliant.
No, Elton John, is she? Flying to the airport.
I'm going to see her in Copenhagen.
Are you, mate? What's your favourite thing? So I loved her last song. I'm never gonna not.
I don't have a favourite. Just when I was younger, I used to like her. And then we went to the gig in Birmingham. She was tremendous. And then it was a gift.
I left Barry Manilow early.
Why?
Fuck it, he couldn't fucking sing. I think he was Barry Manilow's most famous song? Mandy.
Gazer.
I remember all my life.
No bad.
There you go.
Raining down as cold as ice.
What was one of the songs?
Great song. When I first met Steph's sister, I was a wee fat thing at the time. I left her. We met them, went for breakfast and left, and she went, my sister's just texted me saying he looks like Barry Manilow. That's so hard, son.
That's how you know the song.
And I still had another...
Just as well, your missus didn't know who Barry Manilow was.
I still had another 2 days with my missus in the full day. I was thinking, she's defo finishing me at the end of this. She's out like fucking Barry Manilow. Terrible. Right, on to football. That's a bad one, isn't it? It is. See, when she said it, my heart
fucking... I don't know what Barry Manilow looks like.
I don't get it.
It's not a compliment.
Big beak.
Oh, mate. He could smoke a fucking cigar.
Oh, do you know why? Did you have your long hair?
Long hair, mate. Long hair. Right, Slaney, on with the Scotland question while I get Barry Manilow.
You're jumping ahead onto the Coupon Stand. Oh, you want to know that? Week. This Aye, weekend, Faddy Sy, top of the leaderboard.
You need a younger one.
Dale, you're in second place with 7 points, right, and me and the Dazzler are bottom with 6 points. Big week for us, mate. But I fancy strong.
I fancy you because you've only had
That's
a bad one.
I can see that. Oh, definitely.
Terrible, mate.
That's not a bad shout.
You stick him in the sun, that'll melt, that face.
Hey, Barry, I have.
I swear they'd wheel him on.
Would you ever get fellas in arse? In the chat.
When Kim Kardashian got her ass on, she took a picture of my chin and didn't she? Just, can I get it like this?
Fuck, I've never noticed.
It's a big
that.
It's a bad one for me.
You still have donger ring
there, ain't you?
It's a bad one.
You have actually got the Hank haircut as well.
It's a bad day for me, man.
Just going to sell it out.
Right, Scotland.
Hurry up, Barry. It's a bad one,
right? Right, going to Scotland, lads.
You've got big bulge in your jumper now.
Where do you sit? Wait, obviously. Two defeats, but is there signs there, promising signs there, or is it worrying with the sort of form that Scotland are in? Fadi, I'll come to you.
He's a Scotland.
No, I mean, it's never great when you're on a losing run.
I just think that was tickling me.
We've got the Euros to look forward to. I know that I'm not saying, look, I'm buzzing with the form and it's great and. But I'm still looking forward to the Euros. I think that once it comes round to competitive games, it will be different. It's just the performance against the Netherlands was good, up to a point, but you can't lose that game 4-0. So that's a worrying sign there, that you actually play really well, create loads of really good chances and lose 4-0. And then the other night, we just couldn't break Northern Ireland down. Credit to Northern Ireland, they were organised brilliantly, defended amazing, and credit, it was because of them we couldn't find a way to break them down. But I feel as though if their games were competitive games, they would have been totally different.
Well, they've shown that, haven't they? The people go back to the results in friendlies haven't been great, but the results in the competitive have been good.
Aye,
haven't they?
I think he's got 45 competitive games, he's won 25 of them.
And see, there's been people saying that they've no one in seven. See, when you actually look at the games, you've had Holland in there, France in there, England in there, and their friendlies. The two draws they got with Georgia and Norway, Scotland had, I think it was Tierney out, Robertson out, Hickey out. And the group was...
Gunn was out.
I guess Clark came in, didn't he? the group was, I think, almost done, or it was done.
It was done.
So I remember they went out to Georgia and they played a different formation and were trying different things. So when you actually look at some of the games itself, it's not been... Sometimes you hear that seven game no win.
Like the last Euros, I think we went into it in decent form and we didn't win a game.
Aye.
So as long as we're ready for the Euros, which I think we will be, you've got players as well that are playing for big things come the end of the season.
Yeah.
Once the season's done, the focus it can then truly be on the Euros and making sure we're ready. I still think that we'll go and do well. I really do. Once the competitive games come round, I think we'll do well.
McGregor was a big miss, I think. Especially with teams that are sitting in, he's one that can get the ball off the back three and play three lines, can't he? Hickey as well.
But if you look at Friday, you wouldn't say McGregor was a big miss, because the midfield, the two were brilliant.
Yeah.
Right?
In the Ireland game, that low block, midfielders that can play through the lines.
And stuff like that. I'm not that... I can understand it. I think Tuesday was disappointing, right?
Yeah.
But I can understand people getting a wee bit worried about it. If you look at Wales, for instance, Wales, they went into a tournament in the back of a shit run of friendlies and getting beat every single game they played, and they got through. I think they went real deep into the tournament. The only thing I would say is, there's two things that concern me, right? One, you take four goalies and you play the same goalie, right? So I couldn't understand that. And secondly, when he goes to a back four, we've no wingers.
Wingers, no.
Right?
No,
so why no put somebody on it, for instance, Souter or whoever, a centre back, and stick Tierney and keep your same shape, keep your same formation. So, but I'm not bothered about friendlies. I know that people are going, oh, we've no 1-7, lost 5, drawn 2. I'm with Faddy. I think when we get to competition over there, the excitement, the hype, everything, I think we'll be okay.
I think it's not that you're saying, oh, don't worry, everything's going to be fine, because it's you're losing games and you don't want it to be a habit. But it is friendlies, and if you look at like the Netherlands game Friday, you create chances, and I know it comes down to ifs, buts and maybes, but if you take one of the chances at the moments, then the game changes, and you can look at that. And then you look towards the end of the game, you've got to defend better, you've got to understand that I know it's a friendly, and maybe that is part of the mindset, but go and keep yourself in the game. And keep yourself at 1-0 as long as you can. You might get a draw. Look, you're not going to celebrate a draw in a friendly, but you're using it as an exercise. And then on Tuesday night, we couldn't break them down. There will be times where maybe a team goes ahead, Switzerland are hungry, will go ahead, and they might sit back, but they'll no sit back like that as a full team. We had 80-odd% possession.
Yeah.
They'll no sit back for the full time. At times they will open up, which then gives us a chance. The most important thing for me, and I think that Steve Clark's shown it, is learning for it. It's all right saying you should be winning. Right, we haven't won the games. What can we do when it comes to a tournament where maybe somebody's sitting back and you're trying to find something? Or does it change his thinking with...
personnel?
Try to...
put a winger in.
We don't have loads of wingers.
Would you put a Danny Armstrong in the squad?
No.
For the last 15 minutes?
I can't see him. It's too late. It's too late to be... Everything's been geared. If we've got everybody fit, back three, made an arse of this the other night, back three, because Tierney's left centre-back allows Andy Robertson to go and attack. And then if you bring Callum McGregor in, the way that they three link up the left-hand side is brilliant. If one of them's not available, then it might have to be, unless he goes with a McKenna, a Souter, in the left centre-back, it might have to be a back four, but then you're talking maybe, you're going to have to play midfielders as the wider ones to give your width and try and create. But I just think that we'll be better. I think we'll learn and we'll be better and we'll be ready come the tournament to go and I still think we'll do well. I'm not going to get too down about the fact that we're not winning friendly games. He's got an unbelievable record in competitive games, and I think that'll continue.
Well, he did say sometimes in the bad moments you learn more, Derek. So what do you think he's learnt in this camp?
Just echo what the boys are saying. Not a lot. Friendlies. Said to you before, I've spoke about pre-season friendlies. Listen, we went up against a Dutch side that, for me, and I know it was a good performance, I thought it was a Dutch side that were going through the motions as well, right? And then you go up against a Northern Ireland side, young boys who were at it, got a point to prove, hungry. So I wasn't getting too carried away with it, and it was a good performance. For the 7 minutes, obviously a saurian losing the 4 goals. But also, I'm not going to get too down about Northern Ireland, because you kind of knew under Michael O'Neill's stewardship, they'd be really organised, very well drilled, you know, and you get young, hungry players. So, listen, I don't like friendlies. Anyway, I get that you've got to have a get-together, you've got to go through things, and that's what they'll use the games for. But the only criticism, he maybe could have used more of the squad. That's all I would say. Because there's some of the guys that are turning up, you know, at the squads and maybe not getting used enough, that are on the bench and not getting any minutes. So you just got to be careful with that. But listen, once it comes to the competitive stuff, then that's when you're judged. I don't judge. I don't take
I think he'd have made changes if it wasn't a 4-0 on Friday. I think he would have, but he put a wee
Do
bit...
Do you not know think he should have flipped the Shanklin situation? I would have flipped that. And I know the argument's going to be, well, you need to see what Shanklin can do against Holland and all that, right? Well, Netherlands. But I thought he'd done well. But I would have flipped it. I'd have played him. I'd have played him in Tuesday. Because I think he'd have been better suited to that, if you know what I mean.
I'd have played them both. I'd have played them again, especially if they missed that chance for Holland. He'd be dying to get... back on, and
he's changed my mind, by the way.
That's why
I'm starting to think now that he should be.
See if he hadn't played on Friday and then played.
He'd say there's only Northern Ireland
scored and with a one, he'd have went, well, we know he can do that because he's no up against
top
the higher level opposition. Yeah. I thought his all round play was excellent Friday.
Was Coleman's brother on the bench, you see? You'd have been so excited seeing him. Surprised I never got a phone call. Turn the telly and Ronald Koeman's brother's on
did
the fucking.
Did you see how many folks that night?
I didn't think it was him.
No, mate,
I'm telling you, it was Koeman's brother.
Was your dad?
Mate, he's my dad, double. But I mean, I'm telling you, that was Koeman's brother. He was there watching Zuxi for the Dutch squad.
No, I saw Big Shouting was there. Lewis's pal. He was a nice fella, him and his missus.
I'm sure Gardola's brother was there as well.
Was he
fucking? I was just going to actually see, on your point there, a wee bit, I was a wee bit, and I get what you said there, because of the defeat in Holland, it was heavy 4-0, but I was a bit surprised that Mayor players didn't start against Northern, because for Clark, have a look at them, Mayor. So like, start Lewis, I know he came on, but I'd like to see him start.
I take Lewis out of the equation, and I'm not, but I'm just looking at some of the other boys that are turning up, and I thought it,
to have a wee look at certain
things. It was you could have gave him a wee bit
of because he knows what a majority can do.
Of course, I think we all agree, Stevie Clark knows what your starting 11's going to be, who he's going to rely on, we get that, but I think, then you've got to be fair to other boys that are turning up, you know, and because listen, there's been a lot made about what happened down in England with the boy Ben White, you know. Obviously,
where do you stand on that?
Listen, it's so everybody's different. Everybody's get their own mindset, their own thoughts on certain things. So if that guy doesn't feel he's maybe part of it, and he decides I'm not going to go and play second fiddle to certain players, he's got every right to do that. But I don't think he should get absolutely slaughtered.
No, I agree.
It's a decision. And things have changed. I think you go back, I don't know, I'm only speaking for myself, you know, going back a number of years ago, I'm saying it in front of him, he's Scotland daft, man. It's every boy's dream to go and play for Scotland. But sometimes that can change a wee bit in this modern day with the amount of money that's flying about and all that.
He's come out and said, and he's not really into football.
I know, and so that's... He's been too honest, the boy.
The thing is, he's probably thought, I'm going away here, I'm no even Trippier's ahead of him, Walker's ahead of him, Alexander Arnold's ahead of him, Rhys James is ahead of him, and then everybody's turning around saying,
I wouldn't even care if I was number one, but fun.
you get paid every day you're there.
He's in Brazil, isn't he? In a beach in Brazil? No, he's in Brazil, he's missus.
What would you rather do? I'm like you. I used to love the postponed games. Is it half?
But I'm fucking seeking back to that, and I think that's where we're quite fortunate at the minute, because we've got a group of guys that will turn up and will have the right attitude.
That has changed, because I think before Clark, Derek, that there was a lot
of... Oh, definitely.
It's times it's happened in the past.
Right, domestic stuff. Aberdeen said to the point of manager during international break. 2 days before Ross County, still no manager in place. Is that surprising?
They're baffing their life out.
Bye.
Yeah. Do you know what gives them a wee bit extra leeway with the supporters, probably? Because they got the result. You know what I mean? So buys them in that. But
I think they just want somebody in, though, didn't they?
But who? Surely, Neil Warnock left.
Aye.
What, three? Three
I thought he was leaving because a manager was coming in.
Exactly. Oh, they're well down the road.
Aye, but when they appointed them.
I think they're fucking wee elf that's down the road.
Yellow Brick Road, aren't they?
When they appointed Neil Warnock, it was only to the end of the season to allow them to appoint a manager. So that should have started the minute Neil Warnock came in the door. They should have had their mind on in speaking to people and saying, this is the situation. And then you can turn around to Neil Warnock and say, listen, by the way, we've found somebody who wants a job right now. See you later. I think
they're scared to get it wrong.
Oh, definitely.
I think they're shitting themselves. I think they're probably sitting there going, he's a manager. And then they're having a meeting to go, do you really think he's a manager? Because they can't get another appointment wrong here.
So what? See this outside... people they brought in, what's happened to them? Have they just fucked off?
I'm not a fan of this either.
Took their fee.
I'm
not a fan of that.
No, honestly.
It's a lot of ball.
What the boys at Aberdeen get for it?
There's a manager, on you go, he's the best guy, and then
was it you
gave my money, and then we go, right, by the way, he was rubbish, don't care, be paid.
He's laughed at me when I said these before, they should be asking guys that have been there, that have managed as well at a high level, Alec McLeish, Miller as well, you know, and lean on the guys and ask them for advice, and then go and try and source that
manager. It's not that you're telling them to pick.
No, you're not, you're only picking their brains.
They clearly need advice for somebody. They've brought people outside that are only want money. So
Ask guys that care about the club.
Peter Leaven will end up getting it, won't he?
Oh, no,
win a couple of games, they'll just
no
give him
chance.
It.
No chance.
No, they'll get it. I think he'll get it to end of season.
Do you think so? How can it take so long to identify a manager?
Unless he's in a job they know. Mm. That's the only thing I'm thinking.
Aye, but they've said that doesn't matter if he's in a job. Get the guy you want.
But unless the manager's saying to them, listen, I want to see you this season. And then all companies. But then I don't know why they have come out and said, but...
Michael O'Neill last week, did you hear him when he was in?
Oh, you take Michael O'Neill in a minute now.
He was talking about, didn't say I've got a job today. Mm-hmm. He just says, I've got a contract. There's obviously a cause or compensation to be agreed. It happened before when I left for Stoke.
He would take it all day long.
Never say.
Think he would take it?
All day long. Sounded
do you think like you could it. Still do that thing where you take a manager's job and do a country now?
Nah, I don't fancy that.
Nah.
You think you get more money being the Aberdeen manager than an online manager? I know it doesn't always come down to money, but I don't think you would.
Maybe know him.
I would do that short term, don't know, with Michael O'Neill.
You'd let him allow him to continue with Northern Ireland
for a short period.
If
they want the right man in the door, sometimes you've got to have a wee bit of leeway.
Northern Ireland, I've got nothing to.
But what's what I'm saying? Well, that's the man I've identified. Go and get him.
I would take him in a minute if I was Aberdeen.
Michael O'Neill?
Nah.
Maybe.
An international manager, Aberdeen. He's done well in international football.
Have a look at the...
His record.
The way he set up on Tuesday. He's disciplined. And I'll tell you one thing, the boys are playing for him.
Because everybody worked their socks off, didn't they?
He might be an experienced manager doing his Stoke stuff like that. But, great shout.
Go on, Billy Davis to get to
it. Go on, Billy.
Billy's hanging the record.
They may get somebody in because they can't go and say to Peter Leaven, just have it at the end of the season.
What's happened with what I said before about Neil Lennon?
He's not getting him, is he?
But do you know, do you agree with me? Would he not be the man to go in and sort things out?
I think so.
No, I don't think it's going to be because he's not in a job.
They're talking about Aberdeen being a big club. I mean, he's Celtic, Hibs manager, he's worked at the highest level, can handle that sort of thing.
Can you imagine Lennon and Cormack working together?
But that's it, that's where there needs to be a wee bit of give and take.
Where he steps in a wee bit, backs off a bit.
Let Lennon go in and
he's
let
not going to do it though.
Let him sort
no, he's
it
not
out.
Exactly. He's not going to do that.
It's not going to happen.
He's going to want a manager that.
Well, a yes man. What they want a yes man in.
Somebody's looks like it, doesn't it?
Oh, well,
see if you know where I am.
See if you put a player's head on.
Well, you'll find yourself doing the bottom. Sorry,
no, no, you
you'll find yourself doing the bottom six more often than not. Then, if that's the way you're going to be managing your club,
I agree, mate. What you saying, Bill?
See if you put your player's head on. Would this have an effect in the dressing room with the players?
I think they quite like Peter Leaving. They were here.
But do you think, I mean, sorry, with the board coming out and saying there'll be a manager appointed in an international break and then they come into training and there's still no manager appointed?
Well, you know one of the players, is it?
Who's your mate?
He's actually been doing in Birmingham, actually getting a mask. Because he broke his jawbone.
Did he?
He mullet wise, so he's been doing to Birmingham, so he's not probably been in the building, had any contact regarding
him. I'm
with you, but I don't think there'll be. I kind of see the players.
Peter Leaven's well organised and he's got them well organised. You're going to have a mixed bag with that team.
I've got to call you Barry there. I was going to,
Manolo. Manolo, Barry Manolo.
I remember.
Same amount of messages I'll get on Instagram.
But you'll think, what you'll get with that Aberdeen, now that's a good squad of players, you'll get a mixed bag with them between now at the end of the season. You need a manager in to keep them on their toes. To get them at it and all that, so players are like that. Players will look for the easy route, the easy way out.
Peter Leaven is that type, though, Derek. I do think he'll put on them. He's managed before as well. It's not like he's a novice.
Right, I don't know.
I've heard really good things about him.
Aye,
and he's not even with warm up. That was there. That.
So you're giving him a job then?
No, this was
never getting the job.
This was another boy at Aberdeen.
Never getting the job. Never in a million years.
Ross County got a massive result against Hearts last time. This will be a tough game for Aberdeen, won't it?
Brilliant, massive.
Massive. I think they're all tough games for Aberdeen.
Aye.
Ross County are a mixed bag for me.
I think they're decent. Ross County under Kelly.
One week I see them, I think, fucking hell, they look.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact: you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, and then the following week you're thinking they're in real trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But Aberdeen are the same, aren't they?
Pressure's on Aberdeen,
aye,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, because everybody keeps saying, oh, they could get dragged in, and there will be a feeling in the dressing room that we'll be all right, we'll win the games we need to win. This will tell you.
Yeah,
this is a massive game for them.
That front three Ross County could cause havoc with Aberdeen's defence. Murray,
Murray,
Brophy and Big Jordan White.
And that can be the difference. So it can, yeah. And that's how I thought. I didn't think they would get dragged right down into it. I think they would have enough because of what they've got up to. So they have, but that's how they needed a manager in Aberdeen to get them at it. So you don't know exactly what you're going to get for that talented group of players.
The thing is as well that, like, the longer it goes, if they lose at the weekend, the less attractive it is to somebody you're trying to, you know, bring into the club.
That's why you might know what to take it now, Faddy.
I think it's a good job, mate.
No, but if they're going for, if they've made their mind up on the manager, clearly because they feel he's a good manager,
mm-hmm.
and with a bit of character, they need to have character. Mm-hmm. So if you've got a guy that's sitting there, he's going to have look at it and say, I can.
See, when you managed,
of course
did you ever
keep them up?
Sorry, did you have a lot of interference fee? Up the top. How would you have reacted then if you were getting that fee?
Two things, my contract. I decided, but it was different then. I decided the players, and I was always the highest paid in the club. I had to be. I am not walking in a dressing room and an arsehole sitting there. I'm going to drop, and he's on 50 in quid. That wouldn't never happen.
But you're quite right because he's responsible for all that. Mate. So the buck falls with you. So you should be the highest paid.
I was a King Kong when it came to the
cash line.
It should.
I invite them all down to the cash line. Have a look at that, boys. You can worry your way up there.
Did you ever get up getting in your office at you, shouldn't I?
Oh, yes.
Did you?
Yes. I fell out with a few people in there.
No, other things.
A fucking geese piece.
I
was a true professional.
You're saying about Ross County, they've not really been, I know you're saying about they can be hit and miss, but they've not really been battered under Dunkerque, have they? They've always been competitive every game now.
They won the last one, didn't they?
Aberdeen at home, you've got to fancy them.
They've come off a good result, haven't they?
Is that a home game?
I can turn as well with the pressure up there, can it?
Aye.
Can turn if Ross County get an early goal.
I mean, their home and away record's been poor, but their home record especially hasn't been great. So,
if you're in a relegation battle, would you rather play away from home?
No.
Aye.
I'd rather play away from home. Aberdeen fans
they can be harsh. If you're not, and you've heard them more often than not for me.
Got to play home.
No, for me.
Last year
and the year before, Everton were down there. I went down to the games towards the end of the season. The fans were unbelievable.
Mm.
Going to the training ground, the big flares, thousands of fans lining the streets for the bus coming in, giving the players an unbelievable reception.
Mm-hmm.
Then the atmosphere was a joke. And it definitely helped. But
Aberdeen fans are not, I don't think they're like that, are they?
No, that's what I'm trying to say.
The
Aberdeen fans are not having that. They have to change 25 minutes, and then you start hearing the rumbles.
It does go with the club, because see what you say at Portsmouth, you were in a relegation battle, and your home form is brilliant because the Fratton fans are brilliant. Swindon got relegated, got beat every game at home towards the end because. After 20 minutes, it just went fucking toxic. So I think it does depend on the club, doesn't it?
And you look at Rangers or Celtic, it's the same. You know, the fans are quick. They're on your back right away. But sometimes it could be.
I think you still got to take advantage of Rain Park.
Because you need to look at the teams you're playing. They're obviously in their way, yeah. Post-split. Mm. They're in their way, yeah. And it's no. I know that teams have found it easy in terms of getting results, but you'd still, if you're playing Aberdeen, you'd rather beat your Rainham than going away to Pittodrie.
Just sad that sometimes players, certain players don't handle that well.
I followed them up in the bus. How time did they get here? Fucking hell, man. I've never played with Aberdeen. I don't care how much candy they had offered.
No, that's not true.
Mate, I'm not going to Aberdeen.
Where do you know that?
I gave you an extra tenner.
I left.
What of the Wifestein in Glasgow though?
I was. Oh, aye, I find that. Maybe train once a week, not that one. They can come up on a Tuesday. We're doing a running day on a Tuesday. And then I'll see you on Saturday. Used to do that years ago just to sign a player. See, you couldn't. I signed Big Yogi, and I've got to say, brilliant air. But Big Yogi lived in Edinburgh. So Edinburgh air every day. Was got to be, and I wanted Yogi, right? Big John Hughes. I needed him for my defence. And I says to him, look, I'll tell you what I'll do with you. And I gave him a decent dosh. I says, you can come in a Tuesday and a Friday. And the rest of the time, because I knew...
Keep yourself fit.
He was the best professional.
Good management.
The best professional ever, right? See, be fair to him. Come in. Every day.
Did they do that?
Or? Every day, travelled. And I used to pull him into office and say, Yogi, fucking calm down. No. I don't want the boys in the dressing room to think I'm taking them.
I would be the same. I was offered Boone. I came back to Motherwell. Aberdeen wanted me. And me, Craig Brown, was the manager. And he's like, just come up Thursday, Friday. I says, nah, I can't do that. I need to train every day.
I'd be like,
I need
Thursday.
To train every day.
it's for the dressing room as well, isn't it?
Aye.
Because you want to walk in, you don't want boys looking at you and going like that, bastard.
I can't like have 2 days training. Mm-hmm. Although you would keep yourself fit and ticking there, you're not getting the same intensity when you're training yourself, but then the boys, look at this guy.
I know.
He's swanning in the Thursday. As soon as you make one mistake, they'll be like, if you were in on Tuesday,
did you hear a recliner in your office?
I had a nice office here.
Seat back?
I made sure.
You like that recliner, didn't you?
When I freed somebody, I put my feet up on the desk. That was the best moment in my life. See somebody I didn't like, you fucking bastard. I need to come right. But a coffee, like.
What, and you would just stick the feet on it?
Oh, yeah. Sit down. I've got all here. There was a lot of people when I went into management first that, because you were young and you'd just come out of playing and all that, and you had experienced players, they tried to be at it with you a wee bit, right? So you had to learn quick, because it's a fucking completely different job. See, going for a player to a manager, completely different job. See all that shite, well, he was a great player, he's into an office now, he'll be a great manager. Bollocks, the things that you had to learn was unbelievable. But I had a couple of nasty people, right? And I thought, that's fine, and I've just... took my time. I thought, I'll have my day with you. I fucking nailed him. Honestly, I was actually at the door. Cheerio. No, I never did. But it's hard.
Did you ever have your assistant come in? Your assistant had his feet up on your desk. That was him last year.
He was a main man.
Bollock naked on my seat. He's up on
just
the desk.
A few of my kings.
Bollock naked.
I've been to your assistant and your assistant.
Ah, he's.
Who was that?
Was he
a good coach?
He was. And I'm not saying that because he's sitting here. And if you go and ask anybody about, they'll tell you every time I talk about this, he was brilliant.
What was he good at?
Fuck all, really. No, but it was just
enthusiasm.
Put it this way, he took on a task that I would never have done, right? Because it was the younger kids, and I said to them, right, come on, you got. Next minute, I'm thinking, I had players at maybe 16, 17 I was working with. And I'm starting and trying to fucking demonstrate a drill. They're all watching fucking everything. They're all bothering their arse with me. And I'm going, hey, fucking, do you want to go up there? He was. Operation wise, brilliant.
Baby, see if we start the show off, I'm going to faint with it.
Why do you want to
be too,
I didn't want to budge the man.
Take the thing me away there.
Okay, it's roasting. I'm just thinking, aye.
But I've still got to bump in here. To take it off.
Well, but that's a good link because you've got your Celtic subs jacket on, so Celtic Livy at the weekend.
Celtic Livy, we had a sort of...
That's well, your camouflage you've got on there.
That's nice.
Is there sweat patch? Is there
sweat? Disappeared.
Where's Lenny? Why are you hiding your prime, mate? Get it? No. Hiding prime.
I thought he had we had a bit of a debate the other day with this one, Celtic playing Livy. To me, it looks as if Livy's done. Will there still be as a hardest fixture for Celtic going there?
I don't know. No, in the evidence, so, in the evidence that I've watched, and I've watched Livy at home a couple of times this season, they're not the same side that they have been the last 3-4 years. I think, looking at that fixture, I think it's going to be quite comfortable.
Was it the last time Celtic beat them with 10 men? Then?
Aye, 2-0, wasn't it?
And that's when Livy had really something to fight for. Now Livy are doing right, we all know that.
I think the fear factor's gone as well for a lot of teams going to Livy as well.
Celtic I don't think it'll be easy, but I would imagine...
The last game they played in the Cup, though, Livy ran them
close. That's what they did. And I don't think Carter Bickers will play on this pitch.
There might be a few, though.
That's a fair point.
Nae McGregor, nae Hattati, he'll not come back on that pitch. Nae Carter Vickers, I don't think it'll be as easy as what you think.
Don't get me wrong, if you're Celtic and you can't go to Livy without Carter Vickers, McGregor and Hattati and no beat them, you'd be better showing the rest of them out.
No, I'm not saying that, but what Paddy said is at the Park Head, it was close to last game.
Sorry, in the place they're in at the minute, that's not a confident side. That's like, I think they feel what a lot of people feel, that they're doomed. And see, when you're in that mindset, it's hard. I've watched them a couple of times. Even that physicality you used to see with them.
Yeah.
You don't get that as much with them now as well. But it's a shame to see it. I'm not wanting to batter Livy, because I've loved the way they went about their business the last number of years, but it's just a shame to see it kind of fizzle out the way it is.
The games that they've disappointed in are games that they feel that they should win and could win.
Mm-hmm.
So the pressure is on to win, whereas I know they need to start winning games if they've got any chance, which we don't think they have, but there's no pressure on them. So sometimes you get a performance. I'm not saying they're going to be amazing, but there's nobody's going into the game going, see if we don't win this today. They'll be going in going, don't get battered, be hard to beat, make sure that we don't get embarrassed. And sometimes you get a good performance. I don't think it'll be easy, but I still see Celtic.
But you're playing a team that can't afford to slip up now.
Well, Kev made a cracking point.
Brings its pressure.
That the players at Livy will be looking at the end of the season and looking to be maybe going to other clubs. So
Penrice is away, isn't he?
He's a hard signer.
He'll be back
to Penrice.
And it's on the telly as well.
Penrice at Hearts,
good signing.
I liked him at Thistle, Derek.
Good player, Penrice.
Yeah, really.
I played against him actually when he was at Livy the first time on loan for Thistle.
I liked him at what you're saying. I liked him at Thistle, but it's Hearts of few good signing they've made.
Is that is Cochrane on loan? Will he go back? Is he on loan for Brighton, or has he signed Cochrane?
No, he signed them. Sure,
it's a bit of competition for him. I like Cochrane as well. I think Cochrane's
a good player.
See, if you were saying like a Rangers, would you take a wee chance on Cochrane there?
No, I don't think he's better than what's there. Mm. You need to bring players in that are better.
Alright.
I don't think he's better than the players they have.
What about on Celtic? Is there added pressure with the Rangers game being next week? Keep winning.
Aye, because I think you look at, there's always pressure on the team on Sunday if the team Rangers win on Saturday.
Yeah.
And you'd imagine at home against Hibs. I know Hibs are improving, but I just think the international break, Rangers will go out there and they'll win the game, right? Doesn't matter how you win it now, it's all about fucking picking up 3 points. So I imagine Rangers will win, and that's why I think Celtic will go there with a wee bit extra in their step, thinking, we can't afford, because it's too close now, right? Because if we do lose at Livy, and then we've got Ibrox next week, this could be a way for us.
Mm.
So I think that's how the two big ones will win at the weekend.
This is a game, isn't it? The business pressure's on, and you're right, doesn't matter how you just win games.
3 points.
Aye. That's what I
think. Still know what they're going to do. Like, Rangers know they're going to win a game. When it comes to Sunday, Celtic will know what the result was. And I know that they all say, we're not looking at what's happening elsewhere.
Of course they are.
Either.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they are.
Who's got the harder fixture? Rangers at home, the Hibs are set like a way to live.
I think Rangers.
Yeah.
Aye, with Hibs. Hibs have actually picked up.
Aye, good going, isn't it? Going forward.
They've picked up, aye.
Aye, yeah.
Rangers lost their last home game to Motherwell, that gave Hibs hope as well.
I don't play the same way.
But I just think Rangers at home, and just saying that's it, we've got the international break out the way, we're doing the final stretch.
Who plays wide for Rangers? Is it, have we still got a lot of injuries out wide?
McCausland will be coming back. Sterling should be back.
Will he play wide left, Sterling?
Silva as well. Because they're talking about playing him through the middle.
I think he's done well.
If you look at him's weakest part of the team,
Roof's back as well.
Just going to say that, would you put Roof in?
For me, no, for the start. He's an impact player. You're bringing him on with 30 minutes to go.
I think you need to keep him.
Plus, you need to wrap him in
to make sure he's fit for the Celtic game. Because if you need half an hour at him, he's the most likely to score for Rangers. And I think he's a brilliant finisher.
I think that's what they might. That'll be the mindset to use him like that. I don't think he's a starter. No chance. He's somebody that can come on when players are getting tired.
Well, even when he's 100% fit, Derek, you don't understand.
Honestly, his history, everything that's went on before. I'm no starting him. I'm telling you, mind, I'm no starting him in any games. He's on the bench and he's coming on if we need him.
What if you bring him on though, and he gets an injury, because that's, you know,
but wouldn't it surprise me if he come on and get an injury or not?
So let's say you do that for the Celtic. I know we're getting ahead of ourselves. The Celtic game, you keep him off on the bench, you bring him on and you've started Dessers and then he needs to come off. Would you put Fabio Silva then through the middle and
you red man up in it and pump balls up to him?
I'm not starting Ruth. I'm only giving him at most 45 minutes, half an hour, not at most, that's what I'm saying, 45 minutes. I wouldn't start him again. I just think his history, you would look at him and think he's going to break down.
Yeah.
It's a shame, listen, I hate. Must be murder for him as well.
His goal record's good, isn't it?
He's probably, I don't know, shoot me down in flames. I think he's the best player. As a striker,
the injuries he's had, and he's still.
His body just can't take it.
He's still brilliant. Imagine what it'd have been like without injuries.
I know.
Dessers scored for Nigeria as well. Dessers scored for Nigeria as well.
Just definitely a deflection to win it.
No, it was a penalty.
This
is the first time in Nottingham Goal history there's been a title race.
You might be right, man.
And it's absolutely brilliant, because every game you're getting into and every sort of show you're getting into, you can feel, even in the studio, you can feel that.
Oh, can you?
Take me that energy and that.
Studio.
But I just think, with this, and even there when you say it, like, as a player injured, you start to, can start to panic now, because it can have such a.
We Radvan's injured, didn't he?
Is he? But Sterling's got left back, won't he?
No.
He's played well the last 2-3 month, but he said a wee bit of history, you know, picking up injuries, and he's never seems to.
Barisic's
done well. I think he's no scored a couple of goals when he's away with international as well. The thing with Barisic that kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies is when you get into the pressure games. He seems to fall apart.
Always causes Hammy, didn't he?
That's a worry. But you've got guys like Sterling and there's a few others.
You're putting Sterling before Barisic for me.
Left back.
Left back.
Yes, definitely. Even though he's right fitted.
I agree.
We seem to be agreeing with each other.
I disagree.
Hang your hat on Barisic.
See if you don't play Barisic. Just don't stop putting him in the squad. Just tell him that's you. See you later.
Apparently, he's away.
I know, but you can't even play him. He's still a good player.
I think Sterling better, much better defensive one. It's certainly a game I'd play Sterling if I was Rangers.
He's actually been brilliant.
It's funny,
I would play Sterling, but
I get it. You
as well not having him there. Then.
He signed his pre-contract, didn't he? And I just think, do you switch off a wee bit as well? I don't know.
Just on home form, you ever had a team home ground that you hated playing at?
I didn't like Tynecastle.
Did you know why?
A home?
I don't know.
But you never played for Ham. You didn't like playing at home. I've said it, Dens for me, fuck me, man.
Dens?
Wow.
I like Dens. I'm the only person.
How's your faith there, though, mate?
I'm the only person in the world that like playing at fucking Dens Park.
But you didn't enjoy
it.
No, I didn't.
I like Dens Park.
I loved playing on mud.
We scored a few.
Did you love
it? I knew everybody hated it.
The slope
and through the winter, after about five games when I was younger, the mud and the people, you just knew people didn't enjoy coming.
I know, I didn't like playing
for. Oh my god, look at that pitch.
Fucking 2 minutes up the road for me.
It didn't work though, we still get pumped. But
fucking 9-9 in the
wind, that was it. I used to love it.
I know this is below you, but I used to, you've said it as well, I used to hate playing at Elgin. Holy fuck, I've had some shockers at Elgin, man.
Aye.
Elgin away.
I've never played at Elgin.
Big park,
I had a big pitch, mate. Big mud field,
massive.
Aye. Oh, that was my pitch at Elgin away. Jimmy Mack used to play me every game. He was like, why are you playing me? Just put me on the fucking bench today, man. Guaranteed to hear a shocker. Terrible. What were you, any other pitches that you didn't like playing at?
I didn't like Fir Hill.
That's what, did you know that?
I love Fir Hill. It used to be the big wall, remember the big wall? Used to be the big fucking wall as you come out the
Fir Hill.
We used to come out the middle instead of the end in my day. I didn't like Fir Hill. Fucking Fir Hill.
Did you know I didn't like playing?
Fancy to me, oh fuck,
Peterhead.
Oh, love Peterhead, mate. The
wind machine, Scotland.
The wind machine, that's all I hear.
Purely for the fact
the wind machine was terrible.
The boofy was brilliant.
Oh, the boofy is the best, mate.
I honestly looked forward to the fixtures. Know how Rangers Celtic supporters go, when's Old Firm? When's Peterhead? Fucking food.
Boofy was incredible, mate. Harry Fraser up there.
They might get a cargo as well on the way back down the road.
Stag do every weekend,
which was
the best.
Ross County used to do that as well.
They
always gave you a cargo on the bus, head down the roadway.
Oh, they would buy you a cargo, the way
team? Aye.
Would they?
Yep, on you go. Happy days.
That's why they're skint, isn't it?
Who, Ross County?
No, of Cowden. Oh, did you say Ross County?
Ross County,
sorry, Cowden Beef, mate. Any other grounds didn't like?
The one, the is it Albion Rovers?
Oh, Albion Rovers, there's three playing there Tuesday night.
I don't enjoy that.
Dressing rooms there at the times.
They're still there, they're tiny, mate.
Aye, but you used to
that
send.
Is it
track,
you used to send four in at a time to get changed.
Cowden Beef.
See, played a couple of pre season games there. They're lifting the tyres off after and putting the tyres in for the racing in the back. It's a pre season and it's the Bobboys' pitch in the world.
See, when I covered a few games and see when the game was finished, and then you still have to be there for another what, half hour or hour after the game, you know, to finish half what you were doing. Then they would bring in now because you were doing the racing and all that. So you actually seen the crowd that came in
for the racing.
There was thousands.
Did you ever play Meadowbank?
Well, where's Meadowbank again? Who plays
Edinburgh.
That?
I'll be the other side.
Meadowbank used to play there.
All right.
Big running track, and you used to be playing, and there'd be fucking coaches shouting to their runners, "Knees up, knees up, knees up!" Right. The worst part ever must have been, you guys never played in it. You might have Shawfield.
Was that Clyde? Shawfield, aye.
That Clyde?
Aye. The Dugs.
Aye.
Was there any Dugs there?
Fucking me.
Again, that's when the crowds would come in. For the Dugs.
Did you see when you were finishing the game?
I was on trap four every time.
Watching the rings. What's your favourite car park at a stadium?
Oh, it's
car park at a stadium?
Great the question. One you told us about before the Kitten.
Yeah, skin car park. Hotel. That's that. Plenty of room. They don't charge you to park there. We stayed there before the coffee. Do you know something? I'm telling you, fuck off.
Brilliant, man. You're a skipper that day, aren't you?
I'm a skipper.
So can I head down south?
Always.
Faddy, what about you when you played in England? Any
what?
Stadiums?
Did you ever play Aki Stanley pre-season or not? Holy fuck, mate, Aki Stanley.
No, I think
he
played Morecambe in the reserves.
Oh, Morecambe is fucking rubbish as well. Hated playing at Morecambe.
What stadium? What about Fulham?
Fulham's brilliant, I played there.
No, but that was,
old school, mate.
No, I can't think.
Yeah.
He's playing at one of the big ones, isn't he?
I played in a few pre-season games or cup games. MK Dons played there.
Lovely stadium. Dead, yeah, there's nobody there.
So I get drapped at Fulham with man sitting fucking just watching the boat race, mate. Oxford, Cambridge, fucking, I'm sitting with a fist supper on the bench, seagulls all over the place. Right, Man City blazer, never hang on. Right, Big Billy just pats me. I went, oh, fuck that, I'm out of here. Right on the Thames, we fish
supper.
Oh,
beautiful.
Right, sat down next minute, roll. Right, Oxford and Cambridge go, we both sitting at the
Do you ever get invited to like, seeing a new movie, like, Guardiola, did they ever invite you back down?
All the time, aye. Day the half-time drop.
You and David Silva, aren't they, two legends?
I got invited 3 weeks ago to do the half-time drop.
No way.
Nah, what fucking about right, no way.
Rotheringham's old stadium. Used to be a sports centre, you got changed in, So you get, like you said, right, there'd be fucking kids running about, mate, and you'd be in one of the dressing rooms getting changed. Come out with your boots on, you need to walk through fucking Maz and Daz taking their kids to trampoline and then walk out to the pitch. Remember the old Brighton Stadium as well before the Wifting? Oh my god, that was another one. Two porta car, Hartlepool, porta cabin.
How small was that?
Shitholes. Brighton's with me. Brighton was a shithole.
You were living a dream, weren't you?
Oh, mate, I mean, what am I doing here, man?
Did you not like Brighton?
No, the old stadium was a shithole, Daz.
Was it?
That was my last ever game, didn't it?
Was it?
A Brighton,
the 15, the one, mate, you had to walk on, it was a, they had a running track around it as well.
I had the worst game of football I've ever had in my life. Right? No one of them ones. I was actually shouting to Billy McNeil, got to get me fucking off, mate. Got to get my number up there. And we're 10 minutes in, right? I swear it was terrible. I got slaughtered and that was me finished up the road.
Done.
Okay. But I quite enjoyed the pitch.
So Burnley, Faddy?
Burnley for the dressing rooms. Tiny. You had to, like, you'd obviously the benches, and then there was maybe a wee wall, and then into the shower, and the chairs were actually in the shower. Just individual chairs.
Old so Broomfield.
Tiny.
You were in Old Broomfield. Remember Old Broomfield?
Aye. Oh, the wee bit, the wee corner. Away in the corner.
The Everton away dressing room was terrible as well.
Is it tiny, is it?
Abrose,
a hard one, mate. On a cold day, that tests your character, mate, didn't it?
Oh, aye.
Forfar dressing room.
Forfar as well, tiny. Aye. Forfar, I quite like.
Do you know what I hate in football? When there's only one fucking toilet in the away dressing room,
man. That's four for
I think it's every Scottish dressing room.
The thing is, these stadiums were built when probably didn't have subs.
When they did on a shite.
Never even had subs.
But when they used to do a shite.
Back in the day, it was only, you'd only two subs.
Two subs, then three, then five.
That's high.
And then they get too big. Massive, and then you've got 20 members of staff as well.
What about you, dressing
rooms? What was that dressing we done last season, mate? The mid-week game. And the toilet was actually in the showers.
Toilet was. That was a hole.
I've blanked that full season out, mate. where was it?
It was a midweek game we won. We were brilliant that night.
Do you remember, it never happened very often.
Oh, who was that? Honestly, it was like a...
And did you do a shite in it?
No, you couldn't. You couldn't do a shite.
See, as a manager, as you got a manager or a coach, you ever done a shite in the players' dressing room? But they're out for warming up.
In the dressing room.
He was bad for that. He used to send us out Purella. What's he doing? And then a shite.
Seriously?
No.
I was. Yeah,
I can't do what.
I had my mic on the full fucking game, so I couldn't go for a shite.
You done one of Marks and Spencer's yesterday, no?
I can't do one with him.
You ever did that going to players' dressing room for a shite when you were a coach?
Nah, I've done my business before.
Whereabouts? Just in the. You never had a toilet
away dressing
room
away
before they came in.
Mate, I used to wonder about a stadium to find it. Like, I used to wonder about stadiums and you're away up fucking staircases and there's nobody about just to find that one toilet so you can just do a shite in peace.
I was the same, mate. Right, Hearts be Killie to finish it off, Paul. 11 points between them.
An absolute cracker.
If Killie do win it, have they got a fighting chance? A third goes down to 8 points.
You wouldn't think so, but you just never know.
Not for me. Hearts is too strong.
Aye, I still think they need to win. So if it goes down to 8, they still need to win 3 games more than Hearts.
That's tough, isn't it?
I can't see it. It's too much.
But that result, I'm not too sure how that's going to go.
Well, it gives them a chance.
I feel they can definitely win it.
We could catch them, but I can't see it happening. Aye. I can see them winning the game. I just can't see them winning 3 games more than.
Mm-hmm.
So where it stands, absolutely. 4 Bang games on. More than Hearts.
Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening, but I can see them winning again.
Where did Killie finish last season?
Killie, they've done
incredible season.
They've done
brilliant.
Look at the squad. He's got
good players.
Squads.
But what he's built in there in the space of what am I saying?
A manager is,
a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Brought them up and then kept them up.
Second
that too. What he's built in that
season.
Finished fourth in the league.
He's done a brilliant job, but you've got to say Billy Bowie must have backed him because see when you look at the players he's got, even on the bench.
Aye, Van Veen in that. And
he's got fucking good players on the bench. Great options, especially in the front areas as well, and good players.
I think that's down to McInnes as well.
Of course, because look at them, United, they brought in good players.
I think once the players speak to him, when they've got an opportunity to sign McKillie, I think, as usual, you've spent a bit of time with him, and he's impressive character.
You would back him though, because he knows what he's doing.
When
he gets players playing.
Does he make it too complicated? makes good players.
And by the way, he lost his right hand man as well.
That's
right. So, you know more about that than me, about losing a guy you trust and you've worked with for so long.
He's done a terrific job, hasn't he?
Aye, tremendous.
Do you think there'll be teams coming in for him in the summer, though? If he does finish fourth for Kelly?
Aye, McInnes, obviously. I'm surprised.
Well, where are you going?
Teams doing
in
England,
haven't they? Not Scotland, is it?
Do you think he'd like another crack at England? Obviously, went down to Bristol and it never worked out as well as he'd hoped.
But he's relegated Bristol,
didn't he? No, I don't think they got relegated. I think they were in the zone when he got sacked. I think he relegated them.
But then again, he's quite happy. He's doing a wee bit of the media stuff as well, isn't he? And he's quite happy where he's living and all.
Depends where you're in your life, isn't it?
That's it.
You've got a few quid, you've got a job.
His kids and all that. Look, settled.
Take them into Europe. Takes them into Europe. Chance to build again. Bring in. Then they'll fancy they can go.
It seems a future Scotland man for third.
Definitely.
They're getting a pitch now, aren't they?
Aye.
Which... probably he'll be delighted with that.
Nah, he stayed today. He wants the grass.
It's not next year, but is it the season?
I don't know when. But it's good news for him anyway. Should happen.
I just say a wee thing about Dylan. I don't want to bring the mood down at all here, but see, when obviously last when my mum passed away, he sent me the most beautiful messages, and I've only met Dylan maybe once I think I've met him. And for him to go his way and send that message, I just thought sums him up as
great
a
guy.
So anyway, onto the curtain.
Take it away, mate.
So we'll go round the table as always. We'll start with, I think, the game of the weekend, Aberdeen Ross County.
I'm going to go...
Game of the weekend, eh?
What's in the magnitude of it, Sam?
I like that, Slane. I need the results this week, so...
So do I, mate.
I'm going home win.
I'm going to go home win as well.
I might just play safe and just copy that.
That's what I would do.
I'm going draw.
I'm looking at that and I'm thinking that there's a few that I think that looks like a draw.
I'm a draw in that.
You're
game.
Saying leaving is a. I think he's the players respect him big time. I definitely.
I
just look at the players at Aberdeen. I've got they're at home. At Aberdeen, just
okay.
Just.
What about our next poll?
We're going to the Steelmen. Motherwell at home to St Mirren. I'm going to go home a win.
I'm going draw.
I'll jump in. I'll go draw as well. I can see that as a draw.
I'm going home win.
Home win for me. I don't change.
Okay. Ibrox, Rangers, Hibs.
Rangers.
I'll go Rangers.
You're going to do something different
I know.
What are you waiting for?
I've went Motherwell and...
You
go Dock, you went to Dock.
I'll go the next one. So I'm going to go Kelly then. Right, I'll go good Kelly. Hearts are at home. So I'll go Kelly.
I'm going to go draw.
Just
Hearts and Kelly draw?
Aye.
That looks like a draw. A few of them look draws to me.
I need to think out the box here.
Aberdeen, Motherwell, Hearts look draws.
I know, but even it's one of the embers.
I'm going to go Hearts.
I'm going to go Hearts.
See, I would have went Hearts because they're at home, but I'll go Kelly. Just throw one.
I'll go Kelly as well. Give us a chance.
Right, okay.
Kelly.
I'll go Dundee to beat St Johnstone.
This could be a big one for me.
And that's
I'm Dundee as well.
I'm going St Johnstone all day.
I'll go
St Johnstone.
No,
you want St Johnstone?
I'll go St Johnstone. Home run.
I'll go Dundee.
I'm Dundee as well. You're not to try and run as well.
Do
you?
Derby,
yeah. You've
cemented
going Dundee.
I'll go draw.
You want to draw?
If you want to go Dundee, I'll take a draw. I'm going to go a draw.
I'll take a draw.
I'll go Dundee. We can change it after the game. Draw, I'll go over there.
What, the live again?
No, that's the Johnstone. Livy Celtic, that'll be a way win all day, Celtic.
And I'll go Celtic.
I'll go Celtic.
I'll agree with that, yeah.
Aye.
I'm not going to sit in the middle again.
Why?
Too hot.
I don't think it's that warm.
Too many people running about you.
Do you know what I mean? Big game in the Championship this week.
Wraith United, who do you fancy?
Wraith.
Don't
I fancy United.
There's no in the coup, though.
I've been hearing a few.
Who's your mate?
Who are you thinking? Who do you think I've got?
In there, because normally you just go with.
I think Rafe will go.
Do you? What, automatically?
Yeah, I think Rafe will finish top.
Oh. Two of them are doing their best to lose it, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Dundee United will just pip it. Seeing that, they look to me like they've got players that can't handle a wee bit.
Did you watch them at Dunfermline 2 weeks ago?
No.
See, the thing is, though, they're playing for clubs with expectation,
I know.
Own big money. Not everybody, as you say, can handle it.
And what about multiple though?
Ah, that's class.
That's good.
Genius, isn't it?
Couldn't hit the ball that far.
No, never could I. Anyway.
And my heyday, I literally couldn't kick the ball that far.
You could kick the newer boys that far though. Mm. They're much lighter. Yeah, they're
seriously?
Much lighter, aye. Much lighter.
I still couldn't.
I was not. I couldn't go halfway line to the crossbar. I couldn't.
No, I couldn't either, mate. I couldn't.
That was a par 3 for me.
What was your distance in? Far. Straight in. No crossbar, but straight in the net with
6 inch.
Probably 20.
20 yards.
Well, that's the furthest you could do it for.
Well, probably I. I was not a big kicker of the ball.
Who's winding you up?
I'm not a sweet boy.
Could you not ping it?
No, really, no.
Was that a side? Was that a wee colour?
I was a sider all day long.
Colletto?
Aye, my fucking fit ended up like that when I stopped playing, right? I had to go and get it put up because everything was side foot for me.
I could not ping the ball.
What
about when you were, could you like strike it? Or were you always scoring inside the box?
I was always inside the box. I maybe scored an odd few outside the box, but every goal I scored.
We had a wee guy at Birmingham like that.
Who's that?
Sadly, he passed away. Couldn't he kick the ball outside the box? He scored all his goals inside the box. Christian Benitez.
Ecuadorian guy.
Passed away now. But when he was shooting outside the box, always bounced.
I'd rather ping one 70, 60, 70
unless
yards rather than score a goal.
I've not got the ability.
What was
the manager that wanted you to do? Luke Bolso.
Oh, that was that Yugoslavian Bampot in Australia.
No, the
biggest petty hate in my life in football was fucking arse wipes in the training ground and with the practice when they were keeping it up and they could catch it in their neck. I could never catch it on my fucking neck. Right, can you do that?
Arse wipes. I've not heard arse wipes for years.
Can you do that?
Nah, I'm not into
it. You must be. And then with the days, you're rolling down their back and flicking up, right? I used to go fucking dicks, man, I hate the name. Right, I would just, and you would do it in a training session or day. I could never do that.
No, do you know what I hate?
I was the most untalented person. All I could do was score.
Most untalented person.
I love the wee flicks and tricks, not at times.
Managers used to do that in training, right? We're doing a cross and finishing drill, so when the boys here zing it out to the wingers,
just needs to
be zinged. See, when you get to a Saturday and you go to zing the boys, like, what the fuck are you zinging the ball for?
You've
just done it all weekend.
So why are you pinging it or zinging it?
Obviously, so it gets there quicker, isn't it?
Aye, so he's the guy. Aye.
But have you done it on a Saturday? What the fuck are you zinging it for?
Scholes was the best I've seen it.
Aye, he was class. I think it was St Mirren summed me up. Joke me stay, tells a great story. The boys stood up and knowing there was a quiet moment. He stood up and he went like, hey DL, you're fucking rubbish, all you can do is score goals. And I thought to myself,
that's not bad.
Fucking son, right, you're right,
Sorry, we've got the biggest game of the weekend. Simon could be champion this weekend.
I can't, mate, you keep getting it wrong. I'm playing in the cup this weekend. Text me last night, fucking 7 o'clock. All the best tonight, mate. Think of where you were a year ago and now you're going to be a champion. I was like, mate, the game's been called off. 1 o'clock yesterday during the day.
I was so embarrassed when I sent it.
Lovely message. So, no, we're in the cup this week.
Is it the cup?
No, centre half final.
Is it the cup for everybody?
Trent, semi final.
Must win game.
A Sunday or a Saturday?
Saturday. Between the two.
Then we play next Sunday.
I'll come and see you next time you're playing.
We're playing next Sunday at Broadwood. You got to come.
What time?
Get your hospitality.
Yes.
3 o'clock kickoff.
I'll definitely. You fancy it?
Low League Cup final.
I might fancy
you're
that.
You're
welcome. Come up, we'll get a few beers after
it. Oh, fuck, I've got the Old Firm, mate.
It's on after the Old Firm.
Is it the Old Firm?
Oh, no.
I'll meet you after.
Yeah, but I'd have came to that. Do you know something? I was actually going to
East
Kilbride last night.
10 in the morning or something.
You ask the people that organise it, I don't know.
My God.
I know, didn't it?
I'll come to the final.
Saturday night?
That is the final, you daft bastard.
I thought you said semi-final.
Semi-final this Saturday and then we've got a final next Sunday.
What, the semi-final?
It's the semi-final of the South West Cup this Saturday and then the final of the Lowland League Cup next Sunday.
Right. Are you going for a treble then?
Treble, mate.
Oh, yous are good, eh?
Well done. You've won that easy.
None of them with me, mate.
Have you noticed since you get rid of all them you've fucking started?
No, okay, sides, is it?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.